This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of May 2019. May is brought to you by the planet Uranus, the cosmic quick change agent and awakener who throws lightning bolts, monkey wrenches, and plot twists, who breaks locks and prison walls, who argues for alternate viewpoints, and sometimes unleashes them without warning. The month promises to be hopping, erratic, exciting, and full of the unexpected. It has a definite pattern, too. Breakthrough, an opening to higher guidance and understanding, which we may or may not take. Grounding, and then transforming, rinse and repeat. Uranus is still settling into the slow, solid, show-me energy of Taurus, as much as his crackling energy ever really settles. This month brings evidence of how he is changing our physical conditions and what that means for the next 7 years. Companies coming to visit him now, and all our daily actions are vibrating like power lines humming with activity. First up is the Taurus new moon on May 4, with relationships pushing for structure and commitment, Venus approaching a square to Saturn, and higher love and compassion watering the soil via a sextile from illusionist Neptune. Next is our style of communication and getting around, which slows into the concrete, practical, and sensual when messenger god Mercury trundles through Taurus from May 6th through 21st. Relationships, values, and financial matters follow with a similar turn when Venus, ruler of all we hold dear, comes home to the sign for a month, starting May 15. May 8th through 9th brings startling, unexpected, and game-changing information, messages, puzzle pieces, and disruptions in technology or travel. The catalyst is Mercury's superconjunction to Uranus by degree and by declination. Since both planets rule the mind, Uranus is like Mercury's crazy uncle or Rick to his Morty. Life may feel like a lightning field with flashes of insight and genius erupting all over the place. The buildup to their meeting, especially in the month's first week, may shed light on, or perhaps further, the forceful gear shift that accompanied Uranus's first move from Aries to Taurus in the middle of May 2018. Some of what erupts around May 8th and 9th may relate to late August 2018, when stabilizing Saturn trined Uranus at the same degree as this month's conjunction and put containment on a budding notion or project. Hearts and financial dealings then go through a similar process. Mid-month has them calling back to the same time last year. People, relationships, projects, deals are coming onto the scene or blossoming because of last May's liberating chaos. Frustration and impatience could usher them in. New forms, new connections, different approaches, unforeseen possibilities proliferate like mushrooms after a rainstorm when Venus and Uranus meet by superconjunction May 18th through 21st. This is at the same degree as Mercury's conjunction 10 days earlier, so current developments may link to August 2018 and the stabilizing trine Uranus received from Saturn then. This conjunction overlaps with major processing of what went down a week to 10 days earlier during Mercury's meeting with Uranus. Almost simultaneously, as Mercury trines Saturn and Pluto, messages and minds grow more confident, certain, and grounded, and then more honest, focused, and intense. Emotional cresting is likewise intense, clarifying, and probably purging, since Venus's meeting with the changemaker also coincides with the Scorpio full moon, which is always an emotionally dramatic event on its own, without help from the rest of the sky. Short attention spans take over almost immediately on May 21st, when the Sun and Mercury enter Gemini and merge. The noise level increases. Minds and mouths and fingers and feet dart here and there. Social media and phones blow up with activity. The carousel of diversions may provide welcome relief from the previous week's disruptions and intensity. The lighter atmosphere may give plenty of cause for laughter and play, which could also be a needed and healthy break. And it primes us for taking opportunities to try the novel and mow down barriers with a barrage of data, arguments, and laughter as Mars sextiles Uranus on the 22nd. underneath all the activity, operating as a background program, are the slow, steady, relentless retrogrades of Saturn and Pluto working over the South Node in Capricorn. That point is the doorway to the past and what we're leaving behind, and the two old gods are continuing to clean out and remodel, once again, our infrastructure, foundations, institutions, and tribal/ancestral programming. By month's end, the air has an escapist vibe, with Mercury and Venus contacting Neptune. Thoughts wander back into fog and illusion and may force out deception. The door is open, though, to inspiration, love, and magic. Whether you walk through or not, stability awaits. The breakthroughs and quick changes of Venus's meeting with Uranus find containment, structure, and commitment when she trines Saturn on the last day of May. Watch for calming, solidifying, reliable, and bankable developments in relationships and financial dealings. April showers, this year's and last, have brought May flowers indeed. You can tackle these energies and meet them head on with my Uranus in Taurus guide and a number of my guided visualizations, such as meeting Uranus, working with Pluto, the bonfire and the gateway, which has you dealing with both Saturn and Pluto, and starship maintenance and repair. All of these are available in the shop at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I am grateful to patrons who are keeping Astro Insight from going behind a paywall. And you can also find me at Facebook at the page Empowerment Unlimited and in the group The Astro Insight Lounge, which always has a lively discussion of the interplay between current events and astrology, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.